Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
So today is Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. I am sure that a lot of you are running around, or you have the day off and you have some time to truly prepare if you're hosting, or just get yourself in the right frame of mind to go visit friends and family. Or you might be one of those folks out there who doesn't have family close to you. Maybe you're going to be spending it by yourself. Or maybe you're like me and you're going to spend it in a hospital room. Thanksgiving is what we make of it. So I'm coming to you on the day before Thanksgiving. And for those of you who are not in America, who don't have this holiday tomorrow, we should always be living Thanksgiving. Remember, we hear in Mass always and everywhere, it is truly right and just. It's our duty and our salvation to give you thanks, Lord. But yet, how often do we do that? How often do we thank Him for the blessings in our life? I'm telling you, this whole situation with my father has really made me thank Him for my faith, thank Him for the moments of peace, thank Him for the times where He has had people speak, where He has spoken through people, that's a better way to say it. And just this morning, He did it through my husband. So I'm running around trying to use technology. Technology stresses me out. I hate it. But it's such a part of our lives, isn't it? Especially in my ministry. I have to use technology all the time. If I had a person that did technology for me, you have no idea how happy I would be if I didn't have to edit videos, if I didn't have to, you know, use this podcast platform, which sometimes works, sometimes doesn't. Maybe 2 minutes will be subtracted from something and I have no idea what's going on. It's insane. I would be on cloud nine, but I don't. So it's something that I have to deal with. But the problem is when I start getting myself kind of anxious and uppity up and uptight about what's going on, because I do get stressed with technology. And so I was monkeying around with something this morning that I thought was going to take a few minutes. And it took like 45 minutes. And through the whole time, I was just like, oh, come on. And now I got to call and get help and just getting frustrated. And I go downstairs and I whine to my husband. I've been working on this thing ever since I left you. I was supposed to go up and do my podcast, but I decided I would try to deal with this technical thing and get so-and-so this money that I have to get them and blah, 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 blah. And I'm just like whining and rattling off. And he looks at me and he says, take it easy. Because I'm supposed to be at the store on the day before Thanksgiving, which is not a day you want to be at the store, the grocery store, that is. And I just wanted to get there early and get home and be done. Today is my one day off from the hospital. So I have a lot of things on my list that I want to do for my family and my home here. Take it easy, I hear God speak through my husband. Remember, when God speaks to us through other people, it's short, concise, and clear. So I looked at myself and I'm like, he's right. So are you, God? I need to take it easy. Relax. Chill. Is this really such a bad thing? Is it going to be horrible for you to be at the store a little bit later? We talked about stress yesterday and how to take control over that cortisol. And I'm having physical reactions to stress. My shoulders, my muscles. I have this little kind of zzz that goes on. It's the best I can describe it. Almost like an electrical shock that gets me on my shoulder blade. Occasionally, I can feel the tension in my shoulders. And so I have to pay attention. Otherwise, if I continue to let this go, it's going to take over me. Because I've had this before. That's part of my story, really. I was so stressed out that I could barely move my neck. I was clenching and grinding my teeth at night. I had such pain. And that was stress because I was worried about losing my job. And I was in a state where I was not filled with faith. I did not have any trust in God. I had no relationship with God. So I was all on my own. I know that if I don't pay attention and if I don't relax and take it easy, I'm going to get back into that state. My body can remember, I don't know, probably a decade of my life where I just lived in pain with my neck because of all the stress. Probably why I kept smoking and drinking and trying to numb all the pain in my body and my mind and my soul. Sometimes we fall back into our old ways and our bodies remember. They remember big time. Oh, this was how I lived for 10 years. Time to go back to that. No, I'm not going to allow it. So I am stopping and I am physically relaxing my shoulders. I am physically stretching. I am giving it to God. I am bringing His peace in. My shoulders are falling down from my ears as I speak right now. And I need to continue to do that, especially when I'm doing something that is a little stressful or something that I don't like to do. And give it to God and bring God in. I fell back into my, oh boy, I'm using technology. I gotta whine and complain and moan and groan about it. When I should have just been like, hey, this is the worst thing that happens to me today. Today's gonna be a good day. And I'll get to that grocery store. Praise God, I have money to go to the grocery store. Praise God, I have a car to get there and I have the time that I could actually go on a Wednesday, any time today. When you really look at the situation with eyes from the outside, just like my husband did, like, take it easy. You're really making a mountain out of a molehill. And I go back to that beautiful, beautiful part of what Luke chapter 2, where Mary says, my soul magnifies the Lord. I think it's Luke chapter 2. If it's not, I'm sorry. My soul magnifies the Lord. My soul was magnifying the problem this morning. My soul was not magnifying the Lord until God spoke through my husband. And then I said, oh my gosh, you are so right. Paying attention, it takes an effort. And oddly enough, I was thinking and acting at the same time. I was thinking like, why am I making such a big deal of this? Like, just get over it and get back into prayer and get back into your day. But it really took my husband to say, take it easy. Maybe I just wanted a little sympathy or something. I don't know. I'm really just going to kind of let this go, but I wanted to share with you that we can trigger things that are in the past. We can trigger physical reactions to things. This is the subconscious programming. This is why when we start thinking in a certain way, we can activate certain things in our bodies that bring us back to that emotion where we're living it all over again, and our bodies go through the exact same gene-producing, unhealthy kind of process. And that's no bueno. No bueno for us, which means no good. Sort of. Okay, well, on that note, I'm going to pray and then get on with my day, but I'm going to take it easy, just like God said. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, come into our hearts, our minds, our souls, our bodies, and help us to heal. Help us to not be like we used to be. Help us to look at crisis and stress and anxiety and cast out those emotions and those feelings and run to you. Fill us with you, your peace, your joy, your love, your rational eyes, your reasonable eyes, so that we can see you and glorify you and not make that molehill a mountain. Not magnify our issues and our problems. Because only with you will we have that peace, and only with you will we be able to get through any anxiety, fear, worry, crisis, situation in our lives with love and patience. We need your supernatural spirit within us, Lord, so pour it out to the brim inside us. Mary, take our left hand, Holy Spirit, take our right. Oh, all the heavenly angels and saints, please help us today. Guardian angel, guide us and lead us. Protect us from all of the evil that is trying to rock our peace. I say a special prayer for everyone who is listening, who will be celebrating Thanksgiving with family and friends, and for those who will be alone, that they are filled with thanksgiving and look at all the blessings in their lives, love one another where they are, listen with the heart, and listen with ears of the heart, so that we can love people and they can remember our love and nothing else. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All righty. So tomorrow I am not going to do a podcast, and Friday I'm going to not do a podcast, but I will be back on Monday. So remember to pay attention. Don't allow yourself to be an emotional juvenile. I almost did it again. I almost called it a delinquent like I did yesterday. Because juvenile delinquent, come on, we say those words together all the time. Don't be juvenile with your emotions. Allow God to help you be an adult and grab those thoughts, those emotions, those feelings, and make them obedient to Christ. If they are anxious and worry and mad and anger, frustration was it for me. I was just frustrated, and I'm not an angry person. Thank you, God. I just don't get angry. I get frustrated and irritated. Anger is not my thing. Thank you. I remember when I heard Sonia Corbett, you know, she was like, oh yeah, anger, I would punch walls. My hand would go. Do you know how little Sonia Corbett is? I mean, like, I could put her in my pocket. She's this tiny little, skinny little thing. And this chick just had rage that she battled. And it was interesting because I can't relate to that. You know, mine is more the temperance and lack of self-control and those kinds of things, not rage, not anger. And I'm so happy with that. But, you know, we all have our crosses, don't we? So let's not allow the evil ones and all the demons that are watching us push those buttons when we're with people this Thanksgiving, no matter where you are. And be grateful. Again, I share that I'll be in a hospital during Thanksgiving, and some people might be like, oh man, that would really suck. But you know what? There's no other place that I would rather be. I'm looking forward to spending time with my dad and whoever else will be there in the family. We're all going to be taking kind of different times because we can't all squeeze in there. But I wouldn't want it any other way. Why? Because this is how God wants it. So I'm not going to sit and be sorry for myself and wonder and wish, boy, I wish I could have a Thanksgiving with everybody. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. There's a little bit of relief because I'm the one that hosts it. You know, hey, I don't have to do all that stuff. All I have to do is just cook dinner for me and my husband, which is kind of nice. So there's another little blessing in there. I don't know. I'm just looking at my life and saying, God's allowing all of this for a reason. Probably to sanctify me more. But I know darn well there are seeds being planted everywhere. When my whole family sees my dad struggling and then having such relief with the anointing of the sick and all this stuff. I just can't wait to see looking back. Hopefully I'll be able to look back. I don't have any guarantee of the next hour of my life. But you know, when we look back, we can see clearer what is really going on. Sometimes we can't see it right in the moment that we're living it. All right. On that note, I'm going to go. I won't talk to you for 2 days. But I will be back on Monday, and I'm getting back into more videos. So if you're on YouTube, I'll be back more there. I'm getting to the point where I'm like, okay, it's not all. I mean, I just started to feel like I just can't stop talking about my dad, and I don't want to bring people down. I just want to share the beauty and the blessings and real life with you when stuff happens. How do you deal? Some days are better than others. Anyway, okay. I love you all. Find something more with God, soul, mind, and body. He's got this. Together, you've got this. And have a blessed and inspired day.